It may not be the most memorable theme in the universe, but he was just about the most memorable
guy in the universe.
Guy in talk television. Larry King Live is no more on CNN.
The end of an era.
After 25 years.
What era, though?
Is it the era? And we've got a lot of little eras sort of burgeoning in talk television. Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers Magazine, the leading trade publication for talk radio and television, he joins us this morning. Michael, good morning.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's, you know, Larry King, I used to listen to him when I was in Washington in my, you know, starting my career in D.C. back in, you know, like the early 80s. When he went to television, I remember thinking, that could work. He's a huge institution.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, everybody's talking about the 25-year run at CNN and heard you say the end of an era. And what era is, of course, a great question. But Larry King was a pioneer in the entire talk media movement, which includes talk radio. And he didn't start talk radio. What he started was the idea that talk radio could be in every city in the country and it could be national. And he did that back when he was on stations in just about every city across America. Those were radio stations that, other than the Larry King Show, were playing music. They were not talk radio stations. So he was sort of the first wave of the talk radio revolution.
And, you know, it's a talk revolution that isn't associated with stridency. I mean, he stands alone as a kind of softball conversation, simple question guy who's proud of not reading any of the books of the authors that he talked to. What do you make of that?
Well, that's a technique, you know, something, although I'm all for preparation and bringing content, intelligence, and insight, there is something to be said about somebody who just gets on with layman questions without saying, well, as you talked about on page 23 of your book and getting into all this detail to show how smart you are.
You're totally right.
Yeah, he brought the layman's innocence to these questions. And, you know, he's often called a softballer. I don't think that's fair. He asked questions that were revealing. You know, if it was such a softball question, how come so much news and so much information and actually history? Look at Ross Perot. That changed politics.
No kidding.
It happened on that show. So I think it's an unfair rap that people say, well, you know, in today's talk media environment, Larry King was sort of behind the times. He wasn't strident, opinionated, or tough enough on his guests. I don't think that's fair.
Well, it's also why so much history was made on the show, because people rolled ideas out and they got sort of a fair hearing. Listen to Saturday Night Live's Fred Armisen as Larry King, interviewing Larry King. This is last night.
What question have I asked more than any over the years?
Why?
That's great.
Michael Harrison, that is great. I mean, in many ways, a conversation boils down to simply asking why, or what'd you do that for? That kind of thing.
Yeah, who, what, when, where, why, how. You know, it's called journalism. And, I mean, what we're really seeing now is a crisis in journalism. I mean, when you talked about the end of an era, what era? We're talking about the end of understanding exactly the role of journalism within the corporate, stockholder, banker, you know, profit-driven world. This is really what we're looking at. And I think the end of the Larry King Show at CNN and CNN scrambling to try to figure out what to do in its ratings crisis, behind in the ratings to Fox News Channel and MSNBC, I think this is very, very interesting in terms of where is journalism going, not just in the United States, but in the world.
You know, here's a Lady Gaga moment from the King Show.
Should I call you Larry or should I call you King Larry?
What would you call him, Michael?
He certainly is a king. That's a very funny. That's a very funny line.
And he's got so many of them. I mean, the archive alone. You know, in many ways, it's kind of like the network anchor. We were having these conversations when Peter Jennings died, or when you know, Dan Rather left, or you know, Tom Brokaw left. You can't replace these folks. They come from a different era. We're in a different moment. It's never going to be a Larry King Show again.
No. But you know something? Life moves on.
And does, yes.
I mean, they said that when Johnny Carson left The Tonight Show, it's the end of an era, and all of a sudden we have a Jay Leno and a David Letterman era. And life moves on. There'll be new things and new institutions. And again, it's not like it was his funeral. It's just the end of the show. He's still around. And it's, and again, I don't think it's so much about Larry King. And those of us in the broadcasting industry, you know, it's hard to shed a tear for Larry King because look at the great career he's had and still has.
Well, what about his replacement? What do you make of his replacement coming from?
Well, of course, it's very hard to say what will happen because I don't know what they're going to do with him. But I think that CNN is replacing Larry King simply because they want to get ratings at night, and they're putting in another talk show of a similar nature. I know that Piers Morgan was a journalist at one point. He also is known for show business at this point. And I think that time will tell whether the replacement works in terms of getting ratings. But I think it's indicative of CNN's trouble. They don't know whether they're an entertainment network or whether they're a news network. And I think a lot of that conflict will be resolved watching Piers Morgan.
And what about the competitors? What about the Keith Olbermans of the world, the Rachel Maddows of the world? They just have their place. They're another slice of this.
That I think is apples and oranges. I think CNN has to decide whether they want to be the cartoon channel or they want to be a news network. It's all on cable. They're all in competition, but they have to find their own niches.
And it's a curious sort of ideology that leaves with Larry King, this idea of, I just want to have a conversation. It reminds me of Brian Lamb on C-SPAN, who insisted that he would never act friendly towards you because he didn't want the audience to think there was any relationship that he might have had with you. Larry was just the opposite. Hey, we're sitting around the green room. We're buddies.
Well, thank goodness we have variety, huh? Isn't it nice that there are different ways of doing things? I hope they all get to be aired in the future.
Well, Michael Harrison, it's time to take your suspenders off. Publisher of Talkers Magazine, the leading trade publication for talk radio and television, thinking about the end of the Larry King era. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.